This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. In 1998, Alessandra Santos Pai left her native Brazil and came to Kalamazoo. She left for art and love. Today, she's been married for 20 years and has earned degrees in art and psychotherapy. Now in private practice, Pai uses art in workshops and group sessions to help her clients find their own voices, especially those who are marginalized in American society. Pai talks about her journey to America.
Growing up in São Paulo, Brazil, I was always encouraged to tap into creative outlets, right? So dance, drawing, theater were really the primary art activities in my world. And, you know, naturally they shifted priority over the years. And although I never learned to play a musical instrument, music was a constant in my world. It was there through my father, who was an avid record collector and would play music all the time. And also by the vast cultural opportunities to attend, you know, concerts, performances, celebratory street dancing that took place during Carnaval, during the month of February. And then, you know, there are these mid of the year, the June parties or Festa Juninas that took place back home. And these Festa Juninas were primarily meant to celebrate the fixtures of the Catholic sainthood. But then they also were, you know, over time and through colonization and, you know, embedding practices, incorporated elements of Afro-Indigenous folklore. So those are beautiful, just fantastic.
You must miss all of that. Well, we have Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but you must
exactly
miss all of that. That sounds so colorful.
It's incredible. And I'm so glad you brought up New Orleans because, you know, I could talk about that a little bit, but for many years, you know, I came to the United States to study art. And, you know, I was at the time naive and I thought that, oh, I could live life with just an art degree. You know, it can happen. We can make it work. But at the same time, you know, I came in with the confidence that I could study art because I really had a strong foundation of you know, I had a comprehensive artistic foundation, I believed, and was really, really passionate and wanted to follow through with that. But it's interesting that you name Mardi Gras because that was really after years of being in this country and then traveling to Mardi Gras with my family, traveling to New Orleans. Gosh, that felt so incredible to finally see what I was so accustomed to seeing as a child and to experiencing as a child. Mm-hmm. So just the combination of music and the visual arts and all of that happening at once, that was incredible. So that city holds a very, very special place in my heart. You know, through all of that, I think it's really interesting for me to think about the origins of my relationship to the arts. It just feels like everything has been fully integrated both in the personal and the collective spheres. So I would not only do my own work through drawing or listening to music, but also that all took shape in group, right? So mm-hmm. it within the collective. And actually, many Brazilians have this really deep sense of connection to the arts. I'm just so often in awe of, you know, my people's aesthetic and musical knowledge. It's just a part of our conversational repertoire. It just flows in conversation,
yeah,
which is really, really wonderful. And yeah, pursuing art here, you know, I came to Western. There were some other personal reasons why I came to Western. I was seeking a long-lost love, so that's also a beautiful story, but for another day.
Oh, dear, we're going to want to hear that, too.
And, you know, so there were many factors, like I said, kind of, you know, leading to choosing Kalamazoo, choosing Western.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. And I understand that you have some future plans in the making of how you hope to help marginalized groups through art. Talk about that.
Yeah, Yeah, so those are baby, but not even baby. This is all gestational still, right? I'm pregnant with these things, but yeah, out there. I just want to go back to some important pieces, I think, to note about art and the pandemic. So, of course, I'm talking about all of these creative interventions and these things that can be done in person. But unfortunately, you know, the pandemic has hindered this type of work in many ways. So I'll say that I'm lucky that I have established a client caseload that for the most part already has a relationship to some form of creative expression. So many of them are just continuing to explore art as a coping mechanism, also as a restorative practice on their own. And they have some virtual guidance for me, of course, because we're doing only telehealth sessions. These challenging times, I think that they demand that we have some sort of creative outlet just to help us navigate, to help us process, to get a break from, or to integrate the chaos that we're all experiencing. And two, I think it's important to name that the concept of creativity can be really broad, just highlighting that cooking and gardening, rearranging your space, sewing, creating playlists, doing your makeup, those are all forms of self-expression. Sometimes we get really hung up on a specific idea of what creativity needs to look like. And I think that those preconceptions keep us on the outside of creation. So we might think, I don't have the right supplies, or I don't know how to play an instrument, or I don't have time. It might be useful to challenge those perceived obstacles, really, and just to work towards developing a mindset that maybe trusts that we all have creative potential under any circumstance we can tap into. It's interesting because what I just said actually creates a conflict when I think about future aspirations, just because I'm often engaging with this. There's this internal dialogue about accessibility, about simplifying our notion of what creativity means and what it is and what it does for people. And that is paired with this painful awareness that this country has capitalized on every aspect of cultural expression. You know, think about concerts and festivals and museum entries. You know, everything requires money. And I sometimes, when I think about even art supplies, right, sometimes I become a bit discouraged by how many supplies I don't have and haven't tried. And it's silly because at the end of the day, I really just use one or two supplies to create, right? I don't need a lot. Just system that has capitalized cultural expression, you know, it leaves many people who exist in the margins having to take many extra steps to participate in this very natural process, creating, generating, right? So bringing new things into the world is natural to all of us. All of us have this capacity. And yet the way our culture is shaped very much interferes with that for many people. When it comes to how I'm just processing these ideas, I'm just, you know, this year I've been just really lucky to serve promising, extremely gifted emerging artists of color in my private practice. And I think this work feels so relevant to the idea of amplifying voices and shifting our artistic narrative in a way that represents all of us.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist and psychotherapist Alessandra Santos Pai. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.